News for Friday, February 24th. I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is cautiously welcoming China's call for a ceasefire and peace talks with Russia, telling reporters the fact that China has started talking about Ukraine is not bad, but the question is what follows the words. 1 year after Russia invaded Ukraine, fighting rages around Bakhmut in the east. This soldier, who goes by the nom de guerre Didalog, says the country has become more united, willing to go to the end to beat the enemy. Meantime, fresh action from the Biden administration imposing sweeping new sanctions on Moscow and approving a new $2 billion weapons package to rearm Kyiv. Winter storms a big worry for much of the country. FlightAware says more than 1,200 flights were canceled Friday and more than 17,000 delayed. Blizzard warnings even in Southern California. Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service.
It's just a surreal mess with the heavy snow, heavy wet snow, and high winds.
Michigan had ice storms followed by extensive power outages. But Hurley says temps should be above freezing Saturday.
And that'll be good news as far as melting that ice.
Economic news, inflation picked up in January. Consumer prices up 0.6% from December. And Shelley Adler has some political news.
First Lady Jill Biden tells the AP it's Joe Biden's intention to seek re-election.
He's not finished what he started, and that's what's important.
The First Lady says all that's left is a time and a place for the announcement.
Pretty much.
Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, say they're still fearful after that toxic train derailment earlier this month. Activist Erin Brockovich is telling them, trust their instincts. And she's telling companies and authorities,
don't cover it up. Rather, tell them the truth. Could be frightening, could be daunting, could be uncertain, but they need to know the truth. It's the lies and the cover-ups that they won't deal with.
This is AP News. Brad Paisley has written a country song featuring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The song is called Same Here.
Got a friend across the ocean. Seems like a million miles away.
Paisley tells the AP as Russian troops invaded Ukraine, he felt helpless at the images of people being forced from their homes.
You can put us in different places with different flags and different languages, but we have so many similarities.
Praise for peace and freedom. Same here.
He doesn't sing, but Zelensky is part of the song.
What's same here in Ukrainian?
Так само. We speak different languages in our life. Yes, but I think we appreciate the same things.
Paisley says President Zelensky understands art is how you reach the most people.
Easier to hear something with a melody.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.